is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. Student Board of Directors President, Madam President, Megan Roos, here with us right now. Megan, you're in town for the Federal Advocacy Forum, and we gave you a microphone and told you to run around D.C. and talk to all the PTs you could because everybody's in town advocating for PT. How is it being on that side of the microphone?
Oh, man, I really respect you a lot more. I did before, but it was a good challenge. I liked it.
It's fun, right?
It's very fun. Really.
So who were you talking to? You were talking to PTs from anywhere in particular, all over what?
All over a couple states, Tennessee, Texas, Louisiana.
And what sort of things were we asking? What were we doing here? Okay. What was your job as the PT Pintcast correspondent?
I was checking in to see where everyone was coming from in terms of how they got involved in advocacy and what some of their best advice was. Going forward tomorrow, we're all going to the Hill, and some of us are new to that. So they gave us some great advice in terms of how to talk to your representatives. Be yourself. Kind of one of the best things that I got out of that. And then what some of their rewarding experiences have been. So,
what are some things that you took away, some impressions, why this is so important?
One of the biggest things that I got was that they want to be the one that drives their future. They want to choose their own destiny. I feel that. I don't know that I've actually come to advocacy by a direct route, but through just loving what we do and want to be there to share that with people.
Yeah, do you want to be driving the bus?
Right.
Or you want to have the bus driven for you and, you know, advocating for your profession and ultimately your patients too is the best way to get that done. So glad you're here in D.C. We'll take a listen to what Megan got out on the street here at Federal Advocacy Forum in the Washington, D.C. metro area for the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast. We stand for life, liberty, and beer. Plus, you know, physical therapy and stuff.
Okay, we're here for a PT Pintcast. I have with me a couple long-standing advocates for the physical therapy profession. Tell me your name, where you're from, and how long you've been involved in advocacy.
Joe Black from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been involved in advocacy pretty much throughout my career.
What inspired you to get involved in advocacy?
Yeah, I never really wanted to be that person who depended on someone else to make decisions for me. I certainly didn't want anyone else telling me what I could do as a physical therapist or what I could not do. I just can't imagine a world where we're not the ones making those decisions and we're not the ones that are advocating for our profession.
What would you say is the best lesson you've learned about how to be effective?
The most important thing that I've learned the whole process is the power of one vote. We were stuck in the House with our direct access bill. And it's 2007. Move forward a year, opposition was significant. We kept going back and back and back, week after week after week. Finally, one legislator, she says, these people keep coming back week after week. Let's take a vote on this one. And she had been in physical therapy, and one physical therapist had advocated on behalf of direct access in Tennessee with one legislator. And so they took a vote. We won it by one vote. And so direct access legislation moved on. The power of one vote, one advocate. You never give up. Don't underestimate every single encounter, every single advocacy effort that you might have. Don't give up on it because it might be the one that counts, because in Tennessee in 2007, it counted.
Thank you so much.
My name is Brian Galen. I am from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota.
What was it that inspired you to get involved in advocacy?
I was blessed with the opportunity to attend the Federal Advocacy Forum. I received a scholarship from Eva Norman, who is our Federal Affairs Liaison of Minnesota chapter. From attending that and also just from attending other conferences as well. And so I kind of pulled out like three takeaways from there. The first was supporting those who support us. You know, I didn't know about advocacy last year. And then I started to learn about the PT PAC and why they're important and what they do for us and how they're out there in the front lines, grassroots organization, raising, you know, helping raise money for us to move our profession forward and to protect the rights we have. And so I think as far as advocacy, it's just really important to support them. Second is fighting for our profession and for our scope of practice, meeting with our legislators and talking why certain bills are important, advocating for our profession and being out there with it. The last one is, it might be the most meaningful, is being the voice for those that don't have a voice. for our patients, just seeing how certain bills impact their life. We want to make sure we have the opportunity to give them the patient care that they need. Just seeing firsthand how you start hearing some of their patient stories, certain bills directly affected them. And it's just really awesome to see that. You know, those are the reasons why it motivates me to get out there and fight for our profession. Ultimately, it's for the patients and making sure they get the proper care.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Thank you for having me on PT Pinecast. My name is Rupal Patel. I'm a physical therapist, and I'm also a physical therapist educator. I teach at Texas Women's University on the Houston campus. I have been an advocate pretty much all my career. I have been coming to the Federal Advocacy Forum, actually, just for about the last 6 or 7 years.
What was it that inspired you to get involved in advocacy in the first place?
I'm actually a naturalized citizen of the United States, and I became a citizen of the U.S. probably when I was in college. Just learning about government as a citizen and like now taking the oath of becoming a citizen was kind of inspiring, you know, in a way. And like, wow, I have a civic responsibility now. So that was probably my impetus as a student physical therapist and even as a professional to always be a member of the APTA and to always kind of support either, you know, with my membership or otherwise what we're doing. And I think recently, as I was starting my PhD, I realized how important advocacy was, and especially in terms of prevention and health and wellness of our population. And that was about some years ago that kind of renewed my interest and thought, okay, I've been a card-carrying member of the APTA and I'm doing those kind of things, doing things locally, but I need to kind of be where the action is. And so that's when I've started, you know, coming to the Federal Advocacy Forum. The big thing for me is to also inspire and support and motivate others, and especially students. And so a big proponent of our next generation of advocates being groomed here.
Great. Thank you so much for coming and talking with us, and also for everything that you do for PT.
Hi, I'm Christina Fauché, and I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What has been maybe one of your most rewarding experiences as an advocate?
I think just playing a small part in a piece of legislation that was able to be passed is hugely rewarding, not only for the PT profession, but when you think back of all the patients that it helps as well. So that's truly inspiring and energetic and just really keeps you moving. And I really have to say, once you start, you very much become an addict of it.
Do you have any specific examples of recently a piece of legislation?
Well, actually, in our last session in Louisiana, we passed direct access. So after 30 years of this legislative initiative, it came together and we were able to bring that to the patients of Louisiana.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for everything that you continue to do for physical therapy. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Want to thank Megan Roos, APTA Student Board of Directors President, for acting as our correspondent at the Federal Advocacy Forum. That was just a small audio snapshot of what Megan was able to capture at the Federal Advocacy Forum in Washington, D.C. this March. Hopefully, it's motivated a few of you out there to get involved in advocating at a local, state, or a national level. To find out more information about this year's forum, as well as how you can get involved, check out apta.org/federalforum. This has been a special production of the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.